Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
This just in, folks. The Biden administration is destroying the economy. I want to pick up yesterday where we left off. And by the way, it's intentional. It's intentional. Yesterday we left off talking about how we live in this downward cycle in the West and Christian civilization, so-called, or what once was, or still is by law, but is quickly departing from that. How do we live as exiles and strangers in the land? Well, I want to isolate one phrase from Jeremiah 29. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses, settle down, plant gardens, eat what they produce, marry, have sons and daughters, increase in number. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. We should desire the welfare and the prosperity of the community, the nation, and the civilization of which we are a part. That's a key biblical idea for us as Christians living in a world that we know is passing away, and we're living for the long tomorrow, for the world to come. But it matters that we seek peace and prosperity and welfare for ourselves and our communities and the people around us. That's part of our witness. That's part of living in the civil society, promoting goodness around us. And I want to speak to this idea that prosperity and welfare in a civilization is some sort of neutral concept for the Christian. It is not. It is not a neutral concept for the Christian and the conservative. Rather, prosperity is virtuous. It's a good thing. Prosperity and the welfare of our communities is something indeed to be sought after. It's not a neutral concept. Well, we're Christians. We have nothing to do with this world. We're headed towards the eternal kingdom. And so whatever happens here doesn't matter to us. We're just going to be huddled in our churches and not care about the public sector and the world and the culture and the nation and the civilization and the laws around us. Wrong. God says, when you're there, seek the prosperity of the nation around you. And that's why we care about economics. And that's why we care about laws and politics. And that's why we're disgusted with what the Biden administration is doing. The Biden administration is not seeking the prosperity of this nation, but the destruction of it, and is working towards impoverishing this nation and making the nation dependent and economically crippled. Let me give you some headlines. This is all over the news. This is from the LA Times, October 13th. And by the way, LA Times is completely liberal, so it's no sort of conservative source. It's mainstream liberal media. Photos of a nightmare causing gridlock at LA ports. There's gridlock ports all around the U.S., and especially in California, because there's supply chain shortages, there's a crippled trucking industry, and essentially all of the products are sitting on giant cargo ships, unloaded, can't get loaded into the ports, can't get loaded onto trucks, can't get delivered. Dozens of container ships, this is from LA Times, idling off the California coast and Americans waiting longer to get products manufactured overseas. People are worrying about whether everything from toasters to sneakers to bicycles to bedroom furniture are going to be available. And Washington Examiner, by the way, be available for the holiday season when there's huge amounts of economic activity and consumer purchases. Washington Examiner, again, I think it was last week, Biden officials fear they won't be able to stop holiday season shortages. Well, do something about it. You're the ones with the draconian COVID restrictions, lockdowns, environmental regulations, taxes, excessive bureaucratic regulations on corporations that depress slow economic activity and contract it. The Biden administration, this is the Washington Examiner, is pulling out all the stops to address supply chain issues sparked by the coronavirus pandemic. Pulling out all the stops? The Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, if that's how you say his name, has been on paternity leave for 2 months. Well, I'll get to that in 1 second. But cabinet officials fear it might not be enough to ease major shipping industry bottlenecks during the holiday shopping season. Here it is. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said shipping delays are largely a private sector issue. Give me a break. A private sector issue? After 12 plus months of shutting down the economy when people wanted to do business, that's a private sector issue? No, that's a public sector issue. While the administration is taking steps where it can, no, it's not. He said there is little it can do to speed up the delivery of consumer goods ahead of a higher than normal holiday rush. I don't know. You could take all the environmental regulations out that are crippling the trucking industry in California. Pete Buttigieg, you know, the administration, oh, our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do. He hasn't been around because he's been on paternity leave for 2 months. This from a guy who thinks he's the opposite gender of what he actually is because he's apparently attracted to other men. And as if that wasn't problematic enough, evidencing mental issues for a cabinet secretary who likes his own gender. Beyond that, he's now playing pretend mommy as though he gives birth to babies. It's a guy and a guy. I don't have to explain this. It's absurd that they have a child. They didn't produce the baby on their own. I heard a great joke from a conservative pundit. I wonder if both of them, he and his so-called partner are at home working on who's doing the breastfeeding. I mean, but that's how absurd it is. Not trying to be coarse here, but that's how absurd it is. So not only is he confused, but then he takes 2 months off for paternity while the economy is going to heck, the government's out of control, everything's spiraling out of control, and he's on paternity. And he's not even a mother. What men ought not be taking paternity. Women take maternity to care for children, and men work, but he's MIA. And now I'm going to say something very politically incorrect, so please shut off the podcast. If you don't want to hear it, I'm counting down for your safety in 3, 2, 1. I warned you. Here we go. This is why women aren't inclined to work as much, and when they do, they're not inclined to get paid as much because they're more of a commodity risk as employees. Women get pregnant and have babies and go on maternity leave. And so they take time away from their job, which essentially harms the employer. And since workers are a commodity, they're a higher risk commodity. And so they're not paid or hired on the same scale or in the same way as men. But that's fine. Women should go on maternity when they get pregnant, not men going on paternity, especially when they can't give birth because they're married to another man. But this is our government. Okay, that was a detour for a moment. This is the mental state we're in as a nation. It's completely insane's not the word. This is, I say it all the time, this is personality disorders as individuals, in our governing officials, and as a nation corporately. Fox Business, a U.S. is approaching another recession based on the consumer sentiment trend. No kidding. Postmillennial says this, Dunkin' Donuts is out of donuts. What? A photo posted on Thursday to Twitter showed a Baltimore location of Dunkin' Donuts with a sign saying that they were temporarily out of donuts due to supply chain issues. And they're probably not the only one. There's more dreadful economic news. Yahoo Finance. The world's most crucial metals continued on a breakneck surge as energy shortages forced more production cuts and piled pressure on manufacturers. Great resignation ripping through the restaurant industry at yahoo.com. The great resignation is beginning to create even more havoc for thinly staffed restaurant chains trying to rally back from being hammered during the pandemic. Why is there a great resignation? Because everyone's on the dole because of all the government handouts during the pandemic. So people aren't working anymore. A record 4.3 million workers quit their jobs in August, led by food and retail industries. That's from CNBC. So no one's working. There's supply chain shortages. We can't get our goods. Just the news. Food prices reached highest level in a decade. We have a metals shortage. So this is the state of affairs right now. And on top of all of that, we have no manufacturing in this country because we've outsourced it to China because of the nefarious deals that our politicians and corporations have made with China, crippling our economy with burdensome taxes and regulation to fleece our corporations, to fleece the wealthy, and yet outsourcing all of the manufacturing to cheap, inhumane labor in communist nations like China. Do you notice it says made in China on pretty much all of your products? That's because we don't make anything here anymore, and Trump was trying to do that. And when you don't have your own manufacturing foundation as a nation, you are utterly dependent on everybody else. So look at that picture. We don't create anything, goods that we want, goods that we need, even pharmaceuticals, medical supplies. It's all made overseas, which means the overseas nations like China have the upper hand. We have now supply chain, food shortages, employment shortages. This is a recipe for disaster. This is not a prosperous community or nation. And yet, as Christians, this should be a source of grave concern for us because we want the flourishing and prosperity of our communities and our fellow man. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Civilization matters, we said that last week. Prosperity matters. And spreading poverty and human misery and crippling the economy of a nation is not good. It does a great deal of harm and only opens the floodgates for more tyranny and top-down government control.